nuclear energy consortium, today we're discussing the wireless evolution, the differences between 802.16e, WiMAX, and 802.11n, broadband Wi-Fi. As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, I've been experimenting with technology, and I gotta tell you, I'm incredibly impressed with broadband Wi-Fi, 802.11n. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done some phenomenal things. Let's discuss the basics of what the changes in the evolution of the Internet are going to be as a result of faster Internet connections. What we're looking at with broadband Wi-Fi is something like developers, applications, guys to develop virtual reality, develop websites. You're going to be able to do some incredible things there, whether it's graphics or audio or interactivity or video streaming. It's going to be absolutely incredible. 300 megabytes a second can be attained, and I've proven it right here in front of you, just off of a 100 megabyte ADSL connection. You take 100 megabytes, connect it to the router, any access point, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a little antenna on your laptop, and you get 300 megabytes a second with an original ISP connection of 100 megabytes. It's phenomenal. We're not talking fiber optic cables, installations, digging up the earth, etc. We're talking Wi-Fi with incredible speed, okay? With regards to what 802.16e is doing for us and the WiMAX solution that's being rolled out, according to the articles that I've read so far, we're looking at 70 megabytes a second. Not 300, not ADSL 100, 70. You know, I mean, why? Why would I want to sell for a slower rate, what, grand figure distance? I mean, that's what WiMAX is offering. 40 miles, 80 miles, huge antennas giving us longer range, which is great. Everybody wants to be able to have internet access from just about anywhere. What I've seen around the world with various older versions of Wi-Fi, like 802.11g, they've actually put up huge antennas that get 80 kilometers, like in Paris, France, for example. There's a company out there that actually covered the entire city of Paris, your car, to whatever Wi-Fi antennas you have, on a Qi solution, with huge relays and antennas. So if we can use that type of bigger antenna solution on the end, after 300 megabytes, routers, this new standard is going to dominate. It's going to wipe out anything else. Recently, I believe it was in November, there was a huge conference with the telecom companies trying to decide which standard to adopt. Some rudimentary, let's just call it chatter on the web, was going on and on about the likes of the WiMAX solution and the 802.16e. I'd like to register my objection. I do not want to settle for a slower rate. If the MIMO, NEMO, multiple in, multiple out solution, and the N standard can give me 300 megabytes a second using 40 megahertz of radio frequency, I'd rather go with them. I want faster and faster rates so that my developers, so that application guys can go out there and be excited about the internet all over again. More virtual reality, more interactivity, more video streaming. That's the kind of thing we want to bring to the table. We want to stay excited about the internet. We want to stay on the cutting edge. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at KIA Consortium on a considerable amount of investing in the latest technology and experimenting on all around the world. And I got to tell you, I got a lot of people excited. I mean, a lot of people excited and investing in the broadband 802.11n solution. It's making me a lot of money. But there's some great things out here. I want to see the telecom companies like the Motorola, the Samsung, the Nokias of the world. I want to see them adopt that standard for the phones. Toshiba just rolled out their latest laptops. Incredible stuff, fantastic technology. They've actually included the N antenna. This is a Hewlett Packard right here. It's running with a Centrino Duo, but I had to install USB key antenna for the N antenna for the 300 megabyte solution. So this is 802.11n access for an older version laptop. The latest cutting edge 2008-2009 being rolled out type of laptops at the end antennas built in. I want to see the telecom companies, like the phone companies, adopt N as a standard. Guys, please don't drag us down to 70 megabytes a second. Please don't settle for WiMAX, you know, and the whole 802.16e hype. Okay? N is where it's at. A lot of confusion, a lot of glitches. Alright, listen, call me out now here. We're going to be a little bit thorough. I hate to bore you with this. Windows Vista. Okay, Microsoft. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm seeing a lot of problems with Vista. Alright, I'm not one of these guys who's just complaining, man. I really go out there and try to adopt it. I love a lot of the things they've done with Vista. Wow, alright. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not happy. I'm just not happy. If I can't run this CD, if I can't run my Lexmark printer, my Hewlett-Packard printer, or install my latest WUSB-300N antenna on a Vista-type program, I'm not happy, okay? There's glitches. Some things aren't working out. On XP, right here in front of us, it's working great, all right? I mean, here we are. I mean, you can take a look for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. I'm running on a cable with 100 megabytes ADSL. Look for yourself. 300 megabytes a second. I'm a genius, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? I don't have to dig up the earth and install fiber optic cables. I don't have to go crazy with $1 trillion investments. Get me back, Mr. Case, all right? AOL, Time Warner, huh? All that whole fiber optic, I've taken out X-Site at home, blah, blah, blah. Right back at you, Daddy. Linsys and Gurdon and Cisco, 300 megabytes a second, Wi-Fi. Gotcha, man. All right? All those $1 trillion debts you got outstanding, taking X-Site at home, taking out great internet companies, goes around, comes around. You are now obsolete and AOL. All right, kids, bottom line, we're here at the DIM Consortium as of January 2008. Advocates of the 802.11n solution, demonstrating why, choice of graphics in a minute, me on a pier, me at the beach, my Wi-Fi is killer, and all sorts of 300 megabyte solutions. Again, we're bigger and bigger antennas, we're going to be able to do some phenomenal things in terms of range while maintaining this kind of speed. All right, 300 megabytes. Welcome to the wireless evolution.